Book of Daniel. Chapter 1. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And Yahweh gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, with part of the vessels of the house of Elohim, which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spoke to Ashpenaz, the chief of his eunuchs, that he should bring some of the sons of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the nobles. Young men in whom was no blemish, but who were of good appearance and having understanding in all wisdom, having knowledge and understanding learning. Even those with strength in them to stand in the king's palace, and to teach them the writing and the language of the Chaldeans. And the king set to them the portion of a day in its day, from the king's food, and the wine of his drinking, even to rear them 3 years, so that at their end they may stand before the king. And there were among them of the sons of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, to whom the chief of the eunuchs gave names. For he called Daniel, Belteshazzar, and Hananiah, Shadrach, and Mishael, Meshach, and Azariah, Abednego. And Daniel laid on his heart that he would not defile himself with the king's food, or with the wine of his drinking. So he asked of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. And the Elohim had given Daniel kindness and compassion before the chief of the eunuchs. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my master the king, who has appointed your food and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse looking than the boys who are in your age group? Then you would forfeit my head to the king. And Daniel said to Melzar, whom the chief of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, please, test your servants 10 days. And let vegetables be given to us that we may eat, and water that we may drink. Then let be seen before you, our look and the look of the boys who eat of the king's food. And as you see, do so with your servants. And he listened to them in this matter and tested them for 10 days. And at the end of 10 days their appearance looked better and fatter of flesh than all the boys who were eating the king's food. So Melzar took away their food and the wine that they were to drink, and he gave them vegetables. As for these 4 boys, the Elohim gave them knowledge and skill in all writing and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days that the king had said to bring them in, the chief of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king talked with them. And among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they stood before the king. And in any matter of wisdom and understanding that the king asked from them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and the conjurers who were in all his kingdom. And Daniel continued to the first year of King Cyrus. Chapter 2. And in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar was dreaming dreams, and his spirit was troubled, and his sleep was finished on him. And the king said to call to the magicians, and to the astrologers, and to the sorcerers and to the Chaldeans, to declare to the king his dreams. And they came and stood before the king. And the king said to them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. And the Chaldean spoke to the king in Aramaic. O king, live forever. Tell your servants the dream, and we will reveal the meaning. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the word is certainly gone from me. If you will not make known the dream and its meaning to me, you will be cut into pieces, and your houses shall be made an outhouse. But if you make known the dream, you shall receive gifts and a present and great honor from before me. Therefore, reveal the dream and its meaning to me. They again replied and said, let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will reveal its meaning. The king answered and said, for I know that you by time, that on account of all, you see the thing is certainly gone from me. But if you will not make the dream known to me, there is one law for you. For you have agreed upon lying and deceiving words to speak before me until the time has changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, then I shall know that you can reveal the meaning to me. The Chaldeans replied before the king and said, there is not a man on the earth who can reveal the king's matter, because not any king, master, or ruler has asked such a thing from any magician, or conjurer, or Chaldean. And the thing that the king asks is rare. And there is no other who may reveal it before the king, except the Elohim, whose dwelling is not with flesh. Then the king was enraged and angered. and he commanded all the wise men of Babylon to be destroyed. And the law went out that the wise men should be killed. And they looked for Daniel and his companions, to be killed. Then Daniel answered with counsel and insight to Arioch the chief of the king's bodyguard, who had gone out to kill the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's officer, why is the decree so urgent from before the king? And Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. And Daniel went in and asked of the king that he would give him time, and he would show the king the meaning. Then Daniel went to his house and declared the thing to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they might pray for the mercies of Eloh in heaven about this secret, that Daniel and his companions should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision, and Daniel blessed the Eloh of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of Elohe forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons. He causes kings to pass away, and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise, and knowledge to those who know understanding. He reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells in him. I thank you and praise you, O Eloh of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made me know what we ask of you. For you have revealed to us the king's matter. Then Daniel went into Arioch, whom the king had chosen to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said this to him, do not destroy the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show the meaning to the king. Then Arioch quickly brought Daniel in before the king and spoke this to him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah who will make the meaning known to the king. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, are you able to reveal to me the dream which I have seen, and its meaning? Daniel replied before the king and said, the secret which the king has demanded cannot be shown to the king by the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, or the stargazing ones. But there is a Eloh in heaven who reveals secrets, and makes known to King Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Your dream, and the visions of your head on your bed, are these. As for you, O king, your thoughts came on your bed, what should happen after this? And the revealer of secrets makes known to you what shall come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living man, but so that the meaning might be made known to the king, and that you might know the thoughts of your heart. You, O king, were seeing. And, behold, a certain great image. That great image stood before you with a brilliant brightness, and its form was terrifying. The head of this image was of fine gold, its breast and its arms were of silver, its belly and its thighs were of copper. Its legs were of iron, its feet were partly of iron and partly of clay. You continued until a stone was cut out without hands, which struck the image on its feet of iron and clay, and broke them to pieces. Then the iron, the clay, the copper, the silver, and the gold were together crushed to pieces, and they became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away so that no place was found for them. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is the dream, and we will tell the meaning of it before the king. You, O king, are the king of kings. For the Eloh of heaven has given you the kingdom, the power, and the strength, and the honor. And wherever the sons of men, the animals of the field, and the birds of the sky dwell, he has given them into your hand, and has made you ruler over them all. You are the head of gold. And in your place shall arise another kingdom lower than yours, and another third kingdom of copper, which shall rule in all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be as strong as iron. Inasmuch as iron crushes and smashes all things, and as the iron that shatters all these, it will crush and shatter. And as to that you saw, the feet and the toes were partly of potter's clay and partly of iron, the kingdom shall be divided. But there shall be in it the strength of iron, because you saw the iron mixed with clay of the potter. And as the toes of the feet were partly of iron and partly of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly fragile. And as you saw the iron mixed with the clay of the clay, they shall be mixed with the seed of men. But they shall not adhere to one another, even as iron does not mix with clay. And in the days of these kings, the Eloh of heaven shall set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall crush in pieces and make an end all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Because you saw that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it broke the iron, the copper, the clay, the silver, and the gold in pieces. The great Eloh has made known to the king what shall occur after this. And the dream is certain, and the meaning of it is trustworthy. Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face and worshipped Daniel. And he commanded an offering, even to offer incense to him. The king answered Daniel and said, Your Elohim truly is a Eloh of Elohim and a master of kings, and a revealer of secrets, since you could reveal the secret. Then the king made Daniel great and gave many great gifts to him. And he made him ruler over all the province of Babylon, and chief of the prefects over all the wise men of Babylon. And Daniel asked of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. Chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits, its breadth 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather the satraps, the prefects, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges and the justices. And all the officials of the provinces were ordered to come to the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then were gathered the satraps, the prefects, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the justices, and all the officials of the provinces, to the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then the herald shouted with strength. To you it is commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages. At the time you hear the sound of the horn, the pipe, cornet, the lyre, harp, bagpipe, and all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship, at that moment they will be thrown into the middle of a burning, fiery furnace. Then at that time when all the people heard the sound of the horn, the pipe, cornet, the lyre, harp, and all kinds of music, all the peoples, the nations, and the languages fell down, worshipping the image of gold that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then at that time men, Chaldeans, came near and accused and slandered the Jews. They answered and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that every man who shall hear the sound of the horn, the pipe, cornet, the lyre, harp, and the bagpipe, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoever does not fall down and worship, he should be thrown into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. There are men, Jews, whom you have set over the business of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, do not pay attention to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the golden image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar in anger and wrath commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said to them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you are not serving my gods, nor worshipping the golden image which I have set up? Now if you are ready, at the time you hear the sound of the horn, the pipe, cornet, the lyre, harp, and bagpipe, and all kinds of music, fall down and worship the image which I have made. But if you do not worship, in that moment you shall be thrown into the middle of a burning, fiery furnace. And who is that Eloh who shall deliver you out of my hand? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to return a word to you on this matter. If it is so that our Elohim whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning, fiery furnace, then he will deliver out of your hand, O king. And if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was filled with fury, and the expression of his face was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and directed to heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usual to heat it. And he ordered mighty men of valor in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to throw them into the burning, fiery furnace. Then these men were tied up in their coats, their gowns, and their hats, and their other clothes, and were thrown into the middle of the burning, fiery furnace. Then, because the king's command was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the middle of the burning, fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was amazed. And he rose up in haste, he spoke and said to his royal officials, "Did we not throw three men bound into the midst of the fire?" They replied and said to the king, "True, O king." He answered and said, "Behold, I see four men loose, walking in the middle of the fire, and there is no harm among them. And the form of the fourth is like a son of Elohim." Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the door of the burning, fiery furnace. He answered and said, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High Eloha, come out and come here." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the midst of the fire. And the satraps, the prefects, the governors, and the king's royal officials assembled. And they saw the fire had no power over the bodies of these men, and the hair of their head was not scorched, nor were their coats changed, nor had the smell of fire clung on them. Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said, "Blessed be the Eloha of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his messenger and has delivered his servants who trusted in him, and have changed the king's words, and have given their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any Eloh except their own Elohim. And a decree is set out by me, that every people, nation, and language who speak anything amiss about the Eloh of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he will be made into mere members and his house shall be made an outhouse. Because there is no other Eloh who is able to deliver like this." Then the king made Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego prosper in the province of Babylon. Chapter 4. Nebuchadnezzar the king to all the peoples, the nations, and the languages that dwell in all the earth. May your peace be increased. It seemed good before me to declare the signs and wonders that the Most High Eloha has done with me. How great are his signs! And how mighty are his wonders! His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at ease in my house, and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream, and it terrified me, and the thoughts on my bed and visions of my head troubled me. So I made a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known to me the meaning of the dream. Then the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the stargazing ones came in. And I told the dream before them, but they did not make its meaning known to me. But at last Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy Elohim. And I told the dream before him, saying, "O Belteshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy Elohim is in you, and no secret baffles you, tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen, and its meaning. As to the visions of my head on my bed, I was looking, and, behold, a tree was in the middle of the earth. And its height was great. The tree became great and strong, and its height reached to the heaven, and its appearance to the end of all the earth. Its leaves were beautiful, and its fruit plentiful, and food for all was in it. The beasts of the field sought shade under it, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches, and all flesh was fed from it. I was looking in the visions of my head on my bed. And, behold, a watcher, even a holy one, from the heaven came down. He cried with might and said this: Cut down the tree and cut off its branches. Shake off its leaves and scatter its fruit. Let the beasts flee from under it, and the birds leave its branches. But leave the stump of its roots in the earth, even with a fetter of iron and copper, in the grass of the field. And let it be wet with the dew of the heavens, and his lot be with the beasts in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let the heart of the beasts be given to him. And let seven times pass over him. This matter is by the decree of the guarding cherubs, and the command by the word of the holy ones, so that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he will. And he sets up over it the lowest of men. I, Nebuchadnezzar, have seen this dream. Now you, O Belteshazzar, declare its meaning, since all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to reveal the meaning to me. But you are able, for the spirit of the holy Elohim is in you." Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was stunned for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spoke and said, "O Belteshazzar, do not let the dream or its meaning trouble you. Belteshazzar answered and said, My master, the dream is to those who hate you, and its meaning is to your adversaries. The tree that you saw, which became great and strong, whose height reached to the heaven and its appearance to all the earth. And its leaves being beautiful, and its fruit plentiful, and food for all being in it, under which the beasts of the field lived, and in its branches the birds of the sky had their home. It was you, O king, for you have become great and strong. For your greatness has grown and reaches to the sky, and your rule is to the end of the earth. And as the king saw a guarding cherub and a holy one coming down from the heavens, and saying, Cut the tree down, and destroy it. Yet leave the stump of its roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and copper, in the grass of the field. And let him be wet with the dew of the heavens, and his lot be with the beasts of the field, until 7 times pass over him. This is the meaning, O king, and this the decree of the Most High, which has come on my master the king. And you shall be driven from men, and your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. And you shall be fed with grass like oxen. And you shall be wet with dew of the heavens, and 7 years shall pass over you until you know that the Most High is ruler in the kingdom of men, and he gives it to whomever he desires. And in that they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, your kingdom shall be enduring to you after you have realized that heaven rules. So, O king, let my advice be pleasing to you. Even break off your sins by righteousness, and your iniquities by pitying the poor, whether there will be duration to your prosperity. All this came on the king, Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spoke and said, Is this not great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom, by the might of my power, and for the honor of my majesty? The word was still in the king's mouth when a voice fell from the heavens, saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is declared, the kingdom has been taken from you. And you shall be driven from men, and your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. You shall be fed with the grass like oxen, and 7 times shall pass over you until you know that the Most High is ruler in the kingdom of men, and that he gives it to whomever he desires. In that moment, the thing was fulfilled on Nebuchadnezzar. And he was driven from men, and he ate the grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of the heavens, until his hair had grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes to the heaven, and my understanding returned to me, and I blessed the Most High. And I praised and honored him who lives forever, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his rule from generation to generation. And all those living in the earth are counted as nothing. And he does according to his will among the army of heaven, and among those living in the earth. And no one is able to strike his hand or say to him, What are you doing? At that time my reason returned to me, and the glory of my kingdom, my majesty, and my brightness returned to me. And my advisers and my nobles sought to me. And I was re-established in my kingdom, and excellent greatness was added to me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and honor the King of heaven, for all his works are truth, and his ways are justice. And he is able to humble those who walk in pride. Chapter 5. Belshazzar the king made a great feast to 1,000 of his nobles. And he drank wine before 1,000. When tasting the wine, Belshazzar commanded the golden and silver vessels brought, those his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the sanctuary in Jerusalem, that the king and his nobles, his wives, and his concubines might drink with them. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the sanctuary of the house of Eloha in Jerusalem. And the king, his nobles, his wives, and his concubines drank with them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold, and of silver, and of copper, of iron, wood, and stone. At that moment fingers of a man's hand came out and wrote on the plaster of the wall of the king's palace across from the lampstand. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Then the king's color was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins shook, and his knees knocked one against the other. The king cried aloud to bring in the conjurers, the Chaldeans, and the stargazers. The king spoke and said to the wise men of Babylon, Any man who can read this writing and reveal its meaning shall be clothed with purple, and have a chain of gold around his neck. And he shall rule third in the kingdom. Then all the king's wise men came in. But they could not read the writing or make the meaning known to the king. Then King Belshazzar was greatly terrified, and his face was changing on him, and his nobles were perplexed. The queen came into the banquet house because of the words of the king and his nobles. The queen spoke and said, "O king, live forever, do not let your thoughts terrify you, and do not let your face be changed. There is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy Elohim. And in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom was found in him, like the wisdom of the Elohim. Your father, King Nebuchadnezzar, your father the king, appointed him chief of the magicians, conjurers, Chaldeans and stargazing ones. Because an excellent spirit, and knowledge, and understanding, explaining of dreams, and revealing of riddles, and the unraveling of knots, were found in this Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will reveal the meaning." Then Daniel was thrust in before the king. The king spoke and said to Daniel, "Are you that Daniel who is of the sons of the exiled of Judah, whom my father the king brought out of Judah? I have even heard of you, that the spirit of the Elohim is in you, and light, and excellent wisdom, and understanding are found in you. And now the wise men and the conjurers have been thrust in before me, so that they might read this writing and make the meaning known to me. But they were not able to declare the meaning of the thing. And I have heard of you, that you can interpret meanings, and unravel knots. Now if you can read the writing and reveal its meaning to me, you shall be clothed with purple and have a golden chain around your neck, and you will rule third in the kingdom." Then Daniel answered and said before the king, "Let your gifts be to yourself, and give your rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing to the king, and make the meaning known to him. O king, the Most High Eloha gave your father Nebuchadnezzar a kingdom, and majesty, and glory, and honor. And for the majesty that he gave him, all peoples, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him. He killed whom he desired, and whom he desired he kept alive. And whom he would, he set up, and whom he desired, he put down. But when his heart was lifted up, and his mind hardened in pride, he was put down from the throne of his kingdom, and they took his glory from him. And he was driven from the sons of men. And his heart was made like the animals, and his home was with the wild donkeys. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of the heavens, until he knew that the Most High Eloha is ruler in the kingdom of men, and that he appoints over it whomever he desires. And you, his son, O Belshazzar, have not humbled your heart, though you knew all this. But you have exalted yourself up against the Master of heaven. And they have brought the vessels of his house before you. And you, and your nobles, your wives, and your concubines have drunk wine with them. And you have praised the gods of silver, and gold, copper, iron, wood, and stone, which do not see, nor hear, and do not know. And you have not glorified the Eloha in whose hand your life, breath, and all your ways is." Then the part of the hand was sent from him, and this writing was written. And this is the writing that was written: a mina, a mina, a shekel, and half minas. This is the meaning of the thing. A mina. Eloha has numbered your kingdom and finished it. A shekel. You are weighed in the scales and found lacking. Half minas. Your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Then Belshazzar commanded, and they clothed Daniel with purple, and a necklace of gold around his neck. And they made a proclamation concerning him, that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. In that night Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, was killed. And Darius the Mede took the kingdom, being a son of 62 years. Chapter 6. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps, that they might be over the kingdom. And over them were 3 presidents, Daniel was one of them, so that these satraps might give account to them, and the king should have no loss. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and satraps, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king was planning to set him over all the kingdom. Then the presidents and satraps sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could find no pretext or fault because he was trustworthy. And no error or fault was found in him. Then these men said, "We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the Torah of his Elohe." Then these presidents and satraps gathered together to the king and said this to him, "King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the prefects, and the satraps, the officials and the governors, have took counsel together to establish a royal statute, and to make a firm decree, that whoever shall ask a petition of any Allah or man for 30 days, except from you, O King, he shall be thrown into the den of lions. Now, O King, establish the decree and sign the document, so that it may not be changed, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not pass away. All on account of this, King Darius signed the document and the decree. And when he had learned that the document was signed, Daniel went to his house. And his windows were open in his roof chamber toward Jerusalem. He knelt on his knees 3 times in the day, and prayed and praised before his Elohei, as he did before. Then these men met together and found Daniel praying and seeking mercy before his Elohei. Then they came near and spoke before the king concerning the king's decree, saying, Have you not signed a decree that every man who shall ask of any Aloha or man within 30 days, except of you, O king, that he shall be thrown into the lion's den? The king answered and said, The thing is certain, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not pass away. Then they answered and said before the king, Daniel, who is of the sons of the exile of Judah, has not set attention on you, O king, or the decree that you have signed, but he makes his prayer 3 times in the day. Then the king, when he heard the word, was very displeased with himself, and he set his heart on Daniel, to deliver him. And until the going of the sun he was striving to deliver him. Then these men met before the king and said to the king, O king, know that the law of the Medes and Persians is that every decree or law which the king enacts may not be changed. And the king commanded. And they brought Daniel, and they threw him into the lion's den. The king spoke and said to Daniel, Your Elohei whom you constantly serve will deliver you. And a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his nobles, that the affair may not change concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting, and diversions were not brought before him, and his sleep fled from him. Then the king rose up in the dawn, in the daylight, and hurried to the lion's den. And when he came to the den, he cried with a sorrowful voice to Daniel. The king spoke and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living Aloha, your Aloha whom you always serve, is he able to deliver you from the lions? Then Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever. My Aloha has sent his messenger, and he has shut the mouths of the lions. And they have not harmed me, because in his sight innocence was found in me. And also before you, O king, I have done no harm. Then the king was exceedingly glad over him. And he commanded to bring up Daniel from the den. And Daniel was brought out of the den, and no harm was found on him, because he trusted in his Aloha. And the king commanded, and they brought those men who had accused and slandered Daniel. And they threw them into the lion's den, them, their sons and their wives. And the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones before they reached to the bottom of the pit. Then King Darius wrote to all the peoples, the nations, and the languages who were living in all the earth, Peace be multiplied to you. A decree was given from before me that in all the domain of my kingdom there shall be trembling and fear before the Elohei of Daniel. For he is the living Aloha and endures forever, and his kingdom is the one which shall not be destroyed. And his dominion shall be to the end. He delivers and rescues, and he works signs and wonders in the heavens and in the earth, he who has delivered Daniel from the hand of the lions. And this Daniel was made to prosper in the reign of Darius, and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Chapter 7. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel saw a dream and visions of his head on his bed. Then he related the dream, giving the sum of the matters. Daniel spoke and said, In my vision by night I was looking. And, behold, the four winds of the heavens were stirring up the great sea. And 4 great beasts came up from the sea, different from one another. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I watched until its wings were torn off. And it was lifted up from the earth and made to stand on 2 feet like a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And, behold, another beast, a second, like a bear. And it was established on one side, and 3 ribs were in its mouth between its teeth. And they said this to it, Rise up, eat much flesh. After this I was looking, and, behold, another like a leopard, and to it were 4 wings of a bird on its side. and also to the beast were four leaders. And rulership was given to it. And after this I was looking in the night visions. And, behold, the fourth beast was frightening and terrifying, and exceedingly strong. And to it were huge iron teeth. It devoured, and crushed, and stamped what was left with its feet. And it was different from all the beasts before it, and it had 10 horns. I was thinking about the horns. And behold, another little horn came up among them, and 3 of the first horns were uprooted before it. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of the man, and a mouth speaking domineering things. I was looking until the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days sat, whose robe was white as snow and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was like flames of fire, its wheels like burning fire. A stream of fire went out and came out from before him. 1,000,000 served him, and 10,000 by 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set and the books were opened. Then I was looking because of the voice of the great words which the horn spoke. I was looking until the beast was killed, and his body was destroyed and given to the burning flame. And the rest of the beasts, their rulership was taken away. Yet length of life was prolonged for them for a season and a time. I was looking in the night visions. And behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of the heavens. And he came to the Ancient of Days. And they brought him near before him. And dominion was given to him, and glory, and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was distressed in my spirit amidst my body, and the visions of my head alarmed me. And I came near one of those who stood by and asked him the truth of all this. And he told me and made me know the meaning of the things. These great beasts are 4 kings, they shall rise up out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I wanted to know the truth of the fourth beast, which was different from all of them, very frightening, whose teeth were of iron and its nails copper, who devoured and crushed, and trampled what was left with its feet. Also of the 10 horns that were on its head, and the other which came up, and before whom 3 fell, even that horn that had eyes, and a mouth speaking great things, and its appearance was greater than his fellows. I was looking, and that horn made war with the saints and overcame them, until the Ancient of Days came. And judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. And he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom on earth, which shall be different from all kingdoms, and shall devour all the earth, and shall trample it down and crush it. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings, they shall rise, and another shall rise after them. And he shall be different from the first, and he shall humble 3 kings. And he shall speak commands against the Most High, and he shall wear out the saints of the Most High. And he intends to change times and law. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and 1/2 time. But the court shall sit, and they shall take away his rulership, to exterminate and to destroy until the end. And the kingdom and rulership, and the greatness of the kingdom under all the heavens shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And all kingdoms shall serve and obey him. Here is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my thoughts terrified me much, and my face changed on me. But I kept the matter in my heart. Chapter 8. In the 3rd year of the reign of King Belshazzar, a vision appeared to me, Daniel, after that which appeared to me at the first. And I looked in the vision, and it happened when I looked that I was at Shushan, the palace, which is in the province of Elam. And in a vision I looked, and I was by the Ulai Canal. Then I lifted up my eyes and looked. And behold, a ram was standing before the canal, having 2 horns. And the 2 horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher one came up last. I saw the ram butting westward and northward and southward, so that no beasts could stand before him, and none could deliver out of his hand. But he did according to his will and became great. And I was considering. And behold, a male of the goats came from the west, over the face of all the earth and did not touch the ground. And the he-goat had an outstanding horn between his eyes. And he came to the ram with two horns which I had seen standing before the canal. And he ran to it in the fury of his power. And I saw him touched beside the ram. And he was moved with anger against him. And he struck the ram and shattered his two horns. And there was no power in the ram to stand before him. But he threw him down to the ground and trampled him. And no one could deliver the ram from his hand. Then the he-goat became very great. And when he was mighty, the great horn was shattered. And in its place came up four notable ones toward the four winds of the heavens. And out of one of them came a little horn which became very great, toward the south, and toward the east, and toward the bountiful land. And it became great, even to the host of the heavens. And it caused some of the host and of the stars to fall to the ground, and it trampled them. Yea, he magnified himself even to the leader of the host. And the continual sacrifice was taken away by him, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. And a massive army was given him against the continual sacrifice because of sin. And it threw the truth down to the ground, and it worked and pushed forward. Then I heard a certain holy one speaking, and another holy one said to that one who spoke, "Until when is the vision, the continual sacrifice and the devastating rebellious revolt, to give both the sanctuary and the massive crowd to be trampled?" And he said to me, "For 2,300 evenings and mornings, then the sanctuary will be made righteous." And it happened when I, Daniel, had seen the vision, then I sought the meaning. And, behold, the form of a man stood before me. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Uli, and he called and said, "Gabriel, make this one understand the vision." And he came beside my place. And when he came, I feared and fell on my face. But he said to me, "O son of man, understand, for the vision is for the time of the end." And while he was speaking with me, I lay stunned and was on my face toward the ground. But he touched me and made me stand. And he said, "Behold, I will make you know what shall happen in the last end of the indignation. For it is for the time appointed for the end. The ram which you saw with two horns are the kings of Media and Persia. And the shaggy goat is the king of Greece. And the great horn between his eyes is the first king. And as for that which was shattered, and four stood up in its place, for kingdoms shall stand up out of the nation, but not in its power. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the apostasy has been complete, a king, strong of face and understanding dark sentences, shall stand up. And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. And he shall destroy wondrously, and he shall prosper, and work, and destroy the powerful, and the holy people. And also through his policy he will make deceit succeed in his land. And he will lift himself up in his heart, and by peace, he shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be shattered without a hand. And the morning and evening vision that was told is true. But you shall shut up the vision, for it shall be for many days." And I, Daniel, was faint. And I was sick for days. Afterward, I got up and did the king's business. And I was amazed at the vision. But there was no understanding. Chapter 9. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, who was made king over the empire of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood in the books the number of the years, which came as the word of Yahweh to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. And I set my face toward Yahweh, the Elohim, to seek by prayer and holy desires, with fasting, and sackcloth, and ashes. And I prayed to Yahweh my Elohim, and made my confession, saying, "O Yahweh, the great and awesome El, keeping the covenant and loving kindness to those who love him, and to those who keep his commandments. We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done evilly, and we have rebelled, even by departing from your commandments and from your judgments. And we have not listened to your servants the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our rulers, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Yahweh, righteousness belongs to you, but to us the shame of our faces, as it is this day to the men of Judah, and to those living in Jerusalem, and to all Israel, who are near and who are afar through all the lands where you have driven them for their unfaithfulness which they have done against you. O Adonai Yahweh, shame of face belongs to us, to our kings, to our rulers and to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To Yahweh our Elohim belong mercies and pardons, for we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the voice of Yahweh our Elohim, to walk in his Torah which he set before us by his servants the prophets. Yea, all Israel has transgressed your Torah and turned aside that they might not obey your voice. For this reason the curse has been poured out on us, and the oath that is written in the Torah of Moses the servant of the Elohim, because we have sinned against him. And he has confirmed his words which he spoke against us, and against our judges who judge us, by bringing on us a great evil. For under the whole heavens it has not been done as it has been done to Jerusalem. As it is written in the Torah of Moses, all this evil has come on us. Yet we did not make our prayer before Yahweh our Elohim that we might turn from our perversities and understand your truth. And Yahweh has watched over the evil and has brought it on us. For Yahweh our Elohim is righteous in all his works which he does. For we did not obey his voice. And now, O Yahweh our Elohim, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and made for yourself a name, as it is this day, we have sinned, we have done evilly. O Yahweh, I pray to you, according to all your righteousness, let your anger and your fury be turned back from your city Jerusalem, your holy mountain. For because of our sins and of our fathers' iniquities, Jerusalem and your people have become a reproach to all those around us. And now, hear, O our Elohim, the prayer of your servant and his holy desires, and cause your face to shine on your sanctuary that is desolate, for the sake of Yahweh. O my Elohim, incline your ear and hear, open your eyes and see our ruins and the city which is called by your name. For we do not make our prayers fall before you on account of our righteousness, but because of your great mercies. O Yahweh, hear. O Yahweh, forgive. O Yahweh, listen and act. Do not delay, for your own sake, O my Elohim. For your name is called on your city and on your people. And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and making my cry fall before Yahweh my Elohim for the holy mountain of my Elohim. And while I was setting my prayer in order, then the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, touched me in my severe exhaustion about the time of the evening offering. And he attended to me and talked with me, and said, O Daniel, I have now come out to give you skill in understanding. At the beginning of your prayers the word came forth, and I have come to reveal it. For you are greatly beloved. Then pay attention to the matter and understand the vision. 70 weeks are decreed as to your people, and as to your holy city. To finish the transgression, and to make an end of sins, and to make atonement for iniquity. And to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know, then, and understand that from the issuing of the word to restore and to rebuild Jerusalem, to Messiah the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. It shall be built again, with a plaza and a trench, even in times of affliction. And after 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of a coming ruler shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. And its end shall be with the flood, and ruins are determined, and war shall be until the end. And he shall confirm a covenant with the many for 1 week. And in the middle of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the offering to cease. And on the most outer corners, abominations by a desolator, even until the end. And that which was decreed shall pour out on the desolator. Chapter 10. In the 3rd year of Cyrus king of Persia, a thing was revealed to Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, and a great conflict. And he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 weeks of days. I ate no food for delight, and no flesh or wine came into my mouth. I did not anoint myself at all until 3 weeks of days were fulfilled. And in the 24th day of the 1st month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Tigris. Then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man was clothed in linen, whose loins were wrapped in fine gold from Uphaz. His body was also like the beryl, and his face looked like lightning. And his eyes were like torches of fire. And his arms and his feet in color like polished copper, and the sound of his words were as the noise of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. For the men who were with me did not see the vision. But a great trembling fell on them so that they fled to hide themselves. Then I was left alone, and I saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me. For my glory was turned within me into corruption, and I kept no strength. Yet I heard the sound of his words. And when I heard the sound of his words, then I was on my face, stunned, and my face was toward the ground. And, behold, a hand touched me and set me shaking on my knees and the palms of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand up. For I am now sent to you. And when he had spoken this to me, Aleph Tav, the word, I stood trembling. And he said to me, Do not fear, Daniel. For from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your Elohim, your words were heard. And I have come because of your words. But the king of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. But, lo, Michael, one of the first rulers, came to help me. And I stayed there with the kings of Persia. Now I have come to make you understand what shall happen to your people in the latter days. For the vision is yet for many days. And when he had spoken such words to me, I set my face to the ground, and I became speechless. And, behold, one in form as the sons of men touched my lips. And I opened my mouth and spoke and said to him who stood before me, O Adonai, my pangs have come over me because of the vision, and I have no strength left. For how can the servant of this my Adonai speak with this my Adonai? For as for me, there is no power left in me, yea, there is no breath left in me. And he added, and touched me, one in form as a man, and made me strong. And he said, O man greatly beloved, do not fear. Peace to you. Be strong. Yea, be strong. And when he had spoken to me I was made strong. And I said, Speak, my Adonai, for you have made me strong. And he said, Do you know why I have come to you? And now I will return to fight with the ruler of Persia. And when I have gone out, then, lo, the ruler of Greece shall come. But I will tell you what is recorded in the scripture of truth. And no one makes himself strong with me in these things except Michael your ruler. Chapter 11. And I, in the first year of Darius the Mede, I was standing for a supporter and for a fortress for him. And now I will declare the truth to you, behold. 3 kings shall stand up in Persia, and the fourth shall be rich in all greater riches. And when he is strong through his riches, he shall stir up all against the kingdom of Greece. And a mighty king shall stand up and shall rule with great authority and do according to his will. And when he stands up his kingdom shall be shattered and shall be divided to the 4 winds of the heavens, and not to his posterity, nor according to his authority with which he ruled. For his kingdom shall be pulled up and given to others besides these. And the king of the south shall be strong. And one of his rulers, even he will be strong on him, and he will rule. His rule shall be a great rule. And at the end of the years they shall join together, and the king of the south's daughter shall come to the king of the north to make an agreement. But she shall not keep the power of the arm. And he will not stand, nor his arm. But she and those who brought her shall be given up, also her begetter and her supporter in these times. But the shoots of her roots will stand in his place, and he shall come to the army and will enter into the fortress of the king of the north. And he will act against them and will show strength. And he will also bring their gods with their molten images, with silver and gold vessels of their possessions, into exile to Egypt. And 4 years he will stand away from the king of the north. And the king of the south will come into his kingdom and will return to his own land. But his sons shall be stirred up and shall gather a multitude of great forces. And one certainly shall come and overflow and pass through. And he will return to his fortress and be stirred up. And the king of the south will be bitter and will go out and fight with him, with the king of the north. And he shall raise a great multitude, but the multitude shall be given into his hand. And having carried away the host, his heart will be lifted up. And he will cause myriads to fall, but he shall not be strong. For the king of the north shall return and raise a greater host than the former. And at the end of times, years, coming he shall come with a great army and with much equipment. And in those times many shall stand up against the king of the south. And the sons of the violent ones of your people shall rise up to establish the vision, but they shall stumble. And the king of the north shall come and pour out a siege mound and seize a fortified city. And the arms of the south shall not stand, nor his choice people, for there will be no firmness to stand. But he who comes against him will do as he desires, and none shall stand before him. And he shall stand in the glorious land, and destruction shall be in his hand. And he shall set his face to go in with the might of all his kingdom, and upright ones with him, so he shall do. And he shall give the daughter of women to him, to destroy it. But she shall not stand, nor be for him. And he shall turn his face to the coastlands and shall capture many. But a ruler shall make cease his reproach for him, but his reproach shall return to him. And he shall turn his face toward the fortresses of his own land, but he will stumble and fall and shall not be found. And one who passes over a tax exactor shall stand in his place, for the glory of the kingdom. But within a few days he will be shattered, but not in anger and not in battle. And a despised one shall stand up on his place, and they shall not give to him the honor of the king. But he shall enter while at ease and seize the kingdom by intrigues. And the forces of the overflow shall be swept from before his face, and they will be shattered, and also the ruler of a covenant. And after they join themselves to him, he will practice deceit, for he shall come and shall be strong with a few people. He will go in safely, even into the rich places of the province. And he shall do what his fathers have not done, nor his fathers' fathers. He shall plunder and spoil and scatter goods among them. And he shall devise his plots against the strongholds, even for a time. And he will stir up his power and his heart against the king of the south with a great army. And the king of the south will be stirred up to battle with a great and very mighty army. But he shall not stand, for they will devise plots against him. Yea, those who eat his food shall destroy him, and his army shall overflow. And many will fall down slain. And both of them, the kings, shall have in their hearts to do evil, and they will speak lies at one table. But it will not prosper, for the end still shall be at the appointed time. And he will return to his land with great wealth. And his heart shall be against the holy covenant. And he will act, and he shall return to his land. At the appointed time he will return and come against the south. But it will not be as the former or as the latter. For the ships of Kittim will come against him. And he will be grieved and turn back and be furious against the holy covenant. And he will act, and he will return and heed those forsaking of the holy covenant. And forces will stand away from him, and they will profane the sanctuary, the fortress. And they shall remove the continual sacrifice, and they will place the abomination that desolates. And he will defile by flatteries those who do evil against the covenant. But the people who know their Elohim will be strong and will work. And those who understand among the people will instruct many, yet they will stumble by the sword and by flame, by exile and spoil for days. And when they shall stumble, they will be helped with a little help. But many will join them with hypocrisy. And many of those who understand shall stumble, to refine and to purge them, and to make white to the time of the end. For it is yet for the appointed time. And the king shall do according to his will. And he shall exalt and magnify himself above every El, he shall even speak marvelous things against the El of Elohim and shall prosper until the fury is completed. For that which is decreed shall be done. He shall not regard the Elohim of his fathers, nor the desire of women, yea, he will not come to any Elohim. For he shall magnify himself above all. But in his place he shall honor the Elohim of forces, and he shall honor a Elohim whom his fathers did not know, with gold and silver and with precious stones, and desirable things. And he shall act in the strongholds of the fortresses with a foreign Eloha, whom he shall acknowledge. He shall increase in glory, and he shall cause them to rule over many and shall divide the land for a price. And at the end time, the king of the south will engage in budding with him. And the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots and with horsemen and with many ships. And he shall go into the lands and shall overflow and pass over. And he shall enter into the glorious land, and many will be stumbled. But these shall escape out of his hand, Edom and Moab, and the chief of the sons of Ammon. And his hand will stretch out against the lands, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. But he will rule over the treasures of gold and silver, and over all Egypt's desirable things. And the Libyans and the Ethiopians shall be at his steps. But news shall trouble him from the east and from the north. and he will go out with great fury to destroy and to devote many to destruction. And he shall plant his palace tents between the seas, in the glorious holy mountain. Yet he shall come to his end, and there is not a helper for him. Chapter 12. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great ruler who stands for the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of distress, such as has not been from the being of a nation until that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of those sleeping in the earth's dust shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to reproaches and to everlasting loathing. And those who act wisely shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and those turning many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But you, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, to the end time. Many shall travel back and forth, and knowledge shall be increased. And I, Daniel, looked. And, behold, another two stood there, the one on this side of the edge of the river and one on that side of the river's edge. And one said to the man clothed in linen, who was on the waters of the river, until when is the end of the wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, who was on the waters of the river, when he held up his right and his left hand to the heavens and swore by him who lives forever, that it shall be a feast, feasts, and half to the next feast. And when they have made an end of scattering the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I did not understand. And I said, O my master, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, Go, Daniel. For the words are closed up and sealed until the end time. Many shall be purified and made white and refined. But the wicked shall do wickedly. And not one of the wicked shall discern, but the wise shall discern. And from the time the continual sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he who waits and reaches to the 1,335 days. But you go on to the end, for you shall rest and stand for your lot at the end of the days.